Okay, let's continue our conversation on this series. So I want to dive into a little bit on nutrition, and then I want to kind of approach this topic on a very high level, kind of like almost like philosophical perspective. And I think that's what I love about Peter's book is, there's a lot of diet books out there. There's a lot of different noise about what to eat, what not to eat, right? Carnival, vegan, vegetarian, Mediterranean diet, right? So kind of how we should approach this, again, according to Medicine 3.0, it should be an individualistic perspective. And that's kind of, I want to kick off this what should we eat section of the tactics, right? It's nutrition 3.0. And the point here is most people, they think either too little or think too much about nutrition. They either don't care about it at all, or they kind of got into very specific details, right? And for most people, Peter argues that what he has observed is they think too little about nutrition. And evidently, right, like I think 40-something% of the population here in the US are, quote unquote, fat or obese, right? So instead of directly talking about diet, we should talk about is nutritional biochemistry. That sounds like a big word, right? Like that's totally understandable. But like an easier way to approach it is, nutrition 3.0. And then it kind of want us to ask three questions before we even think about the tactics of like eating, of dieting is, okay, what are some of these three essential questions? Is one, are you undernourished or overnourished? Okay. Two, are you under muscle or over muscled? Three, are you metabologically healthy, right? So, or do you have any issues with your metabolism? For most people, the goal here is to reduce energy intake and add in lean mass. That's for most people. But you can adjust your nutrition based on the answer to your specific individual to those three questions, right? So again, just from a purpose of like, for writing a book for Peter, for us on this podcast. Well, for most people, one in a nutritional 3.0 perspective is to reduce energy intake and adding lean muscle mass. So what that means, maybe it means consume fewer calories, right, or increase protein intake and have proper exercise to increase muscle mass. And our knowledge from nutrition comes from two type of a study, according to Peter, right? One is epistemology studies, right, kind of like gathering data from a large group of people, like they might go to somewhere in China, right? I read a book called The China Study. This is years ago, where they go to a remote village, right, in like China, trying to study everybody around them on like a years of sampling and trying to arrive at a certain outcome, right? So for that study is eat less red meat, have more of a fibrous diet. Things in that nature. So you can go check out that study, or they can go to Japan, right? Or one of those like blue zone area where people on average live longer than anybody else in the world, right? They might go to Japan, they might go to, I think another blue zone is like an area of French or something. I don't really know the details, but it's kind of like a way to take in data, the way to analyze data, and then kind of make a distinguishment between correlation and causation. So that is, that part, right? And then the second approach to these type of studies are just nutritional trials. So these are kind of more scientific, like a clinical trial. You need to control sample size. You need to make sure that the data has integrity. You need to make sure that the summarization method is relevant, right? And then it's compliant, right? And the problem with that is it's hard to do. It's very expensive, and it's hard for people to stick with it, right? But the overarching point here is to me, it's insane that you know, we've been entering this whole industrialized revolution for like over 100 years now. And then, you know, the modern medicine has advanced so much, we have not yet have a conclusive view or the conclusive or at least a dominant perspective on how we should eat or how our diet should be. What is the best diet for humans, right? For Homo sapiens. We don't have that, right? So I think it's come down to an individualistic level is say, hey, from those questions, are you undernourished or are you overnourished? Are you under muscle or are you over muscle, right? Or are you metabologically healthy? If you don't think about it in those three ways, then it's hard for you to kind of have a clear understanding or have a clear pathway of how we should think about nutrition and diet. So that's just something on a very high level I want to touch on. And then for the next episode, we're going to talk about is, hey, how can we dive into a little bit more deeper on how we should structure our diet. So, and that's it for me. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.